The legislature's Government Oversight Committee also voted today by a margin of 11-1 to subpoena Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew and Riverview Psychiatric Center Superintendent Jay Harper. The committee wants them to answer questions about issues plaguing the hospital. Mal Leary has details.
Members of the committee were clearly upset that neither Mayhew nor Harper appeared before them to answer questions about services and staffing issues at Riverview. The hospital's been under fire from mental health advocates and the federal government for not properly addressing patient care. Brunswick Senator Stan Grzowski, a Democrat, says the panel needs to demand answers.
We're the priority. Not wherever else they're going is not the priority. We are the priority. We pay their paychecks. So I think that it's about time we start acting like the employer instead of the employee.
Republican Representative Deborah Sanderson of Chelsea cautioned the committee that Mayhew may have a good reason for not attending the meeting.
I would hope that we could be reasonable and give the commissioner the benefit of the doubt that, yes, there was indeed a prior commitment.
But the co-chair of the panel, Republican Senator Roger Cates of Augusta, says the failure of Mayhew and Harper to appear before the committee is a pattern that is affecting the ability of several legislative committees to do their jobs.
Every committee which has met since the end of the session, as I understand it, has had the same problem. I can tell you we've had it on appropriations. I can tell you we've had it on the special commission I was on to study difficult-to-place patients.
Wyndham Senator Bill Diamond, a Democrat, has served in the House or Senate under six different governors. He says the attempts by the LePage administration to control who can testify before the legislature and what questions they can be asked is intolerable.
This has never, ever happened. Independents, Republicans, Democrats. And I think we can't let it go on. We have to put our foot down.
The panel has 12 members, 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats. Only Sanderson voted against the motion to invite Mayhew and Harper to appear at one of the 2 scheduled meetings in January. Unless they say they will within 10 days, the panel will subpoena them. In a statement, Mayhew expresses surprise at the threat of a subpoena over what she calls a scheduling conflict. But she also blasts the panel for expecting any commissioner to be, quoting now, at the beck and call of the Government Oversight Committee, saying that is ludicrous. She does not say whether she or Harper will appear before the panel next month. Former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Dan Wathen, the courtmaster who oversees the consent decree that governs how the state treats mental health patients, did appear before the panel. He says he will launch his own probe next week into staffing issues at the hospital. And he told lawmakers if DHHS does not take steps to fix the problems, he will take the issue to Superior Court.
There has to be some accountability built into this. You said you were going to do it. Have you? If you haven't, what happens?
Wathen says Riverview currently has 24 unfilled nursing positions and psychiatric positions, which has forced staff to work extra shifts. Wathen says that is unacceptable under the consent decree. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.